Right, so we've got the financial expert online. She is a financial education facilitator, Linda Gruber, on the line with us. Linda, good morning. Welcome to Hashtag Casey Breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning to you and the listeners. How are you?
I am well. You know what? The question which was asked earlier is, I shouldn't ask how are you, but how do you feel this morning?
We are quite well. I am at Inkwemkwezi High School with grade 12 learners.
Oh,
they want to say
great.
Hi. Say hello, guys.
That's magical.
Future leaders.
That is magical. That is magical. And I know you are very, very busy, lady. So we're going to keep it very straight to the point. First of all, a message came through last week and I've sent it through to you. The listener would like to know is, what are the ways to generate money through the Greenbacks function on your banking app?
Okay, so the question is how to make money from the Greenbacks loyalty program.
Yeah.
All right. So we swipe our cards, right? When you swipe your American Express card, you get double points.
Okay.
When you check card, you get points for every 5 rand that you spend. Whether it's a check card or debit card. So when we say swipe, 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 it means you get more Greenbacks points.
So,
and those points can...
Go on.
The points can even be transferred into cash. And that cash can help you to even pay for things that you need to pay for.
Okay.
Right? You can even pay for your bank fees using your points. I remember in my case, January. You know how dry it is in January.
I don't even want to go there. No? January is the worst. It's not the worst month of them all, especially when it comes to finances. But when you make provision for it, it can become a good month for you.
Yes. So the points saved my January in another year when I was like in trouble. When you don't withdraw your money all the time, it can even be some kind of saving, as we are talking about saving in savings month. Because you do see on your money app, how much are these points worth?
Yeah.
So yes, let's keep swiping. And then we can even make money from that. I hope that is helping in answering that question.
That is helping me, and I trust the listener is going to send a thumbs up, and it answers her. All right, so it is this month is savings month, and our core focus is on saving. So, what are the steps you need to take to achieve your savings goal?
Right. So, Madiba month is savings month. So, how to start saving is, first of all, you need to know why you are saving. So that thing you are saving for, how much is it in total? And then you break down the time. Let's say, for example, you have a dream to buy a laptop.
Yes.
Okay. And you know the total amount of this laptop, just to guide you. Then this laptop is needed, maybe for your studies, for your work, for whatever reason. Then you break down the total of that laptop into months that are left and the times that you'll be able to be putting money away for that thing that you are saving for. Then you put money away for something that you are planning, meaning your savings need to speak to that goal, which makes it SMART goal, specific goal, you name it, and you measure it. It needs to be achievable, realistic, and time bound.
Okay.
That's how you start saving. It doesn't matter how much you start with, but as long as you can start, you need to save. Yes, very important.
And you need to start today, obviously.
Thank you. Before month end, start today. As we are plowing the seed, we will reap the fruits. Because like I said, Nobody can say, no matter what life stage you're in, if you're a primary school kid, a high school student, or whether you are in varsity, whether you're an unemployed youth, even from the 370 Ramaphosa you get, you need to have something that you put away. It's all about a lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what must you prioritize between savings, investing, or paying off debt? What is the most important thing there?
So depending on your life stage again, if I'm a youngster, I'll say I don't have debt yet. Mm. I'm still a youngster. So I prioritize saving. If I am a working person and I do have debts that keep me awake, when I pay off that debt, I am allowing myself to have money to save. Mm. But I don't want to say completely like everything must go to the debt. Even if I start small with the savings, but I prioritize paying off debt that makes sense. Because there is long-term debt that you just cannot settle, like a bond. Okay? Yeah. So a bond can never stop me from saving for my current living. While I am adding just a little bit to the installment to save on interest, I will still be saving for my current living as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm, interesting. And
investments, on the other hand, yes?
No. Interesting, because the question actually I want to go through to investing as well. Is it different between the two, between savings and investing, or how?
The difference between savings and investment is one. Mm. So savings are easily accessible.
Yes.
In a sense that you don't need to give a notice to get your money from savings.
Oh, okay.
To the point that, for example, with the money app that I have, because of the current account I have, mm-hmm. I have access to opening up to 10 savings pockets. And mm-hmm. I name those savings with that thing that I'm saving for. Mm-hmm. So the one for emergency savings is accessible in case of emergency.
Yes.
So it cannot be asking for a notice. When I need money for that thing, I need it now. I literally transfer money from the savings, which is called emergency fund, into my current account. Then I swipe and sort the problem out. Mm. So that is savings. It's more short-term type of a thing.
Yeah.
And then even the interest is not the same for savings and investments due to accessibility. Mm. So investments, on the other hand, give me different types also, because it's also based on what is it that I'm investing for? What is my goal? What is my risk appetite?
Yeah.
The lower the risk, the lower the interest as well, but not necessarily the higher the risk, the higher the interest. So investments are more for medium to long term saving. Mm-hmm. And for example, if I'm saving for my child's education, it's not in savings, it's going to be in an investment or even an education policy.
Yeah.
You get fixed deposits, which are fixed for that term that you said you want it fixed for. Then that one will kind of give me a better interest rate compared to a 24-hour notice deposit, for example. Mm. Because that money that I invest needs to go and hustle the interest that I must get. So the longer I allow my money to work for me, because we are saying we need to be money fit in this month.
Yes.
I need to allow my money to work for me so that I can then have separate types of investments and savings for different reasons and seasons.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much. Linda, we'll be chatting to you on a continuous basis. We've got one more to go next week.
Yes, we do have two more to go.
Yes.
And it's been great being with you guys this morning.
All right, great. Thank you very much for I know that you're busy. You had a assembly where you actually need to speak to youngsters, especially about saving and investing and paying off the debt and making them money smart and money savvy.
Yes, awesome. And the guys are so brilliant here for a Monday. They are promising to start saving themselves. Right, guys? Thank you so much.
Right, great. That's Linda.
Bye,
Linda. That's Linda Grebe of financial facilitator, education facilitator of Nedbank. Now that was brought to you by Nedbank, helping you get fit for this savings month. Speak to a Nedbank advisor today and start your journey to smarter savings. Nedbank, see money differently. Licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's do apply. Getting back into the music, and 2 minutes away from 9, it is Lucy Pearl. Don't miss with my man after this. We say goodbye.